Want to know what's been driving me crazy at concerts lately? Concert etiquette. Or should I say, the death of it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I'm your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk, rock, and everything in between. And you would not believe how many times I just had to re-record that intro. I took a two-week hiatus and I guess I'm rusty because I couldn't even say my own name. I am diving into a topic that I've been wanting to talk about for a little bit now, something that has definitely been on my mind for quite a while, and something that has stemmed from personal observations, both online and from personal experience in real life, and that is concert etiquette, or what actually may be the death of concert etiquette. From just rude audience members, intentional violent moments in mosh pits, and people just watching the whole concert through their phone screens, we're gonna break down what to do and what not to do at a concert, because there have been so many instances that I have seen where I am just left in awe of people and their ability to just not care about anyone else but themselves at a concert, especially at rock and punk concerts, which is what I mostly attend. So that's what we're going to be diving into today. This kind of stems from, I've been seeing a lot of videos lately of people at mostly pop concerts. I've been seeing a lot of videos on TikTok of K-pop concerts, Taylor Swift concerts, and just other pop artists in general. And concert etiquette, or the death of it, as we are saying today, does not just align with one genre. Concert etiquette goes for all genres of music, but I do find it interesting that even though I mostly look up and see things on punk music, I've been seeing so many videos where people are complaining about crowds and people around them being so incredibly rude at these pop concerts. And that's what really inspired this video. For example, there was a video of these girls like screaming at the top of their lungs at a Taylor Swift concert. Same thing at a K-pop concert. There was a video of the singer Mitski and someone was just continuously yelling at her and screaming at her. And all of these videos inspired this today, but we're going to get into all of that because I'm breaking this down into different sections today. The first thing I want to get into today is talking about the opener. 9 times out of 10, when you go to a concert, there is an opener or two or more than two at a concert. And there have been so many times when people are just so rude during the openers, and I am so not here for that. In my personal opinion, I don't care if you've never heard of them before, just give them a chance. Just listen, be respectful. You paid for a ticket, so why not enjoy the entire show? I've been to a lot of concerts where people are just honestly rude during the opener, especially if it's like an entire GA show and you're really, really up close to the stage. Like, there are people just in the opener's faces, just on their phone, not looking around, not paying attention, and just looking bored out of their minds. I get it. You're so excited to see the headliner, and I'm sure that is who you mainly paid to see, but some people are just so rude. So here is what not to do when there is an opener, based off of things that I've been seeing lately and that just rub me the wrong way. People who talk loudly over their set, no. I don't like that. Some people around you actually do want to hear the opener, believe it or not. Personally, I always love the opener, especially if I don't know who the opener is. I'm always like, okay, maybe I'll find my new favorite band. And especially my boyfriend and I, our thing is going to concerts together. So we always look up the opener beforehand. We watch videos of them. We listen to their music and we try to learn a little bit so that way we can enjoy the show even more and be even more immersed in the music. I feel like this mostly goes for like smaller, intimate shows where everyone is pretty much eye level to the stage and you can see the band. Don't just stand there in like the first row scrolling on your phone, or just in general scrolling on your phone. Pay attention. I used to be in a band, and when we would play live, it is so disheartening when you're at a super small, intimate venue and you can see every single person in the crowd, and like more than half of the people are just scrolling on their phones. It's like, Okay, so why did I even come if you guys aren't going to pay attention? It's so disheartening as an artist, and I'm just not here for it, okay? I don't care if you don't like the opener, if you've never heard of them, show them some love, pay attention to them, and you may even find your new favorite band in the process. And I will be honest, I've been to a lot of shows where I just quite frankly didn't like the opener, or maybe, yeah, I didn't know them, plain and simple, but I still want to show them some love. I mean, a lot of the times, a lot of bands, especially when it comes to punk and rock shows, they bring on much smaller bands as the openers, and sometimes even local bands based off of where they are traveling to and playing. So pay attention, cheer them on, show them some respect. Don't just stand there on your phone looking bored out of your mind. I have just been to way too many concerts where we are so close to the stage, the opener is on, the people behind me are talking louder than the music. People are just on their phones, Snapchatting their friends as the flash is like going on in their face. And I'm like, can we show these people some respect? Seriously, like I said, you paid for a ticket. Just enjoy the whole show. You can be without your phone and without talking for 30 minutes and enjoy a set. You may find your new favorite band. All right, guys, next section that we're diving into today is something that as a punk-centered channel, I couldn't make this video without: moshing. Okay, let's talk about moshing. Yes, mosh pits are a huge part of punk shows, but no, that does not give you permission to just be an asshole and punch people and push people for no reason. Yes, I have had this happen to me, and we will dive into that. Let's talk about some general rules of the pit. I feel like the most widely known is if someone falls, you pick them up. Thankfully, anytime I have been in a mosh pit and have fallen, people have helped me up. So thank you. Shout out to those people. But there are also those people who are just so careless, whether they are just like belligerently drunk or just don't think of anyone else but themselves. There are those people that if you fall, they will trample you. So if someone falls, pick them up. Next up, okay, don't just shove people for the hell of it. Mosh with the crowd, not against them. And that also goes for if you don't want to be pushed around, don't stand directly next to the center of the floor where the mosh pit will most likely happen, because even if you aren't willingly participating in the mosh pit, people are going to be bumping into you just because you are nearby. It's going to happen. But part A to this, if you are a part of the mosh pit, participate in the mosh pit with the people who are willingly participating. Do not go up to someone and deliberately push them. Story time. This happened at two separate concerts, but they were both at the same venue, and very similar things happened to me. If there were like rows of people here, I was probably like four rows away from the mosh pit, so I was still getting like bumped into a little bit because it was pretty crazy. This was when I saw the chats. So I still had some people bumping into me. That's just how it goes, okay? Like when you're at a punk show, you know you're going to be moved around a little bit unless you are all the way in the back. And there were a lot of crowd surfers at that show. And there was one specific group of guys that were really, really rude and just had no sense of concert etiquette at all. Once they would crowd surf and then the security guard would help them down, I was right in the line of where they would then walk to come back into the crowd. Every time these guys would crowd surf, it was a group of three guys and they would all crowd surf one after the other. And anytime they would walk past me, they would just look at me and deliberately push me out of the way. And they were doing the same thing to this other group of three girls in front of me. What was the reason for that? It was so rude. And it was just like, that is not what this is about. We are all here to have fun, enjoy the music. Yes, moshing is a part of it. I was not a part of it. So don't look at me and just push me for no reason whatsoever when I'm just standing here singing my heart out, enjoying the show, okay? Flash forward 4 months after that, I go to the same venue and I see Descendants. And I have another wonderful experience. Sarcasm. I was actually very close to the same spot that I was, just a little further up to the stage. And being that I was so close to the stage, I was, again, very close to the mosh pit. I knew that I was going to get pushed around, but I wasn't participating in it. And generally, all of the people that were participating in the mosh pit, they were just pushing each other around and they were moshing all together, except for this one moment where some guy, maybe it was the same guy from a few months prior, I really don't know, but he literally came up to me, looked me in the eyes, and just pushed me. Like, not even into the mosh pit, away from the mosh pit. I'm gonna get heated, guys. So things like that is just like so opposite of concert etiquette and just rude and just violent, like low-key. So moral of the story is, if you're in the mosh pit, have at it. Don't just push people who are innocent bystanders. Seriously, if someone is not participating in the mosh pit, they're not participating for a reason, I'm sure. Just don't. As long as you're moshing with willing participants, all is well in the world.
All right. Ooh. Okay, this next part is a little controversial because I've seen like a literal fight break out over this. And this is what I'm gonna call height rules. Basically, if there is a super tall person in front of a super short person. This is going to go for GA concerts. And GA concerts, they're not assigned seatings like a stadium show or a movie theater. But this part is kind of inspired by an incident that I saw go down. So when I saw Green Day, I saw a literal fight break out. Like, I went to see Green Day with my brother, and I remember he and I, like, we saw some commotion going on, like, in our peripheral vision, and then it just kept escalating and escalating, and we were like, what is going on? So, basically, there was a girl who was on the shorter side. She could have been, like, 5'1", 5'2", and this girl was in the back and had pushed her way through the front to get there. I heard this all go down, by the way. Like, everyone who was a part of this little debacle, they were all talking max volume, and they were only like six people away from me, so I heard the whole thing. Okay, so this girl was on the shorter side, and eventually she got to a point where she couldn't get through any more people after weaseling her way through the crowd to get to the front, because I guess she just wasn't waiting all day. Like, the 6 foot tall guy who she decided to stand behind, she got very mad at him for this, for just existing and being tall. And she started yelling at him and like getting in his face, like pointing in his face, like, well, I'm short, I can't see, so you need to move. And he was like, I have been waiting here all morning. I got here like crack of dawn to see the concert. You pushed your way here. You were not behind me the whole time. Like, I heard this all go down and I was like, yes, amen. Because like, girl, you're short. I get it. That man is not going to crouch down. He's also not going to move because he was there way longer than you were. And I'm sure there have been thousands of incidents just like this one, especially if someone who is a lot taller than you got to the show hours before you and you worked your way through the crowd to get there. No, I'm sorry. Like, that's your fault. So all of that being said, it's important to be considerate, okay? Do not expect a tall person just to move or prioritize your height instead of theirs, because your height is something that you can't control. Because someone who is tall deserves to be right at the barricade just as much as you do if you're short, you know? I understand how disappointing it can be when you're so excited to see a concert and of course you can't see because of the people in front of you. And so I get it. I totally get that. However, like, it's not their fault that they're taller than you, okay? There's always an easy solution without having to break out into a fight. Like, that's just not necessary, okay? Number one, if you are in a situation where you can see what spot you can go to, if you are at a GA show and you can find a spot to go to, just find one where it looks like people are around your height. That's typically what I do. I generally go to an area where there won't be people who are a lot taller than me standing in front of me. It's so easy to just be able to shift and see, especially if it's an artist who is moving around a lot. You definitely will be able to see. Also realize that if it is a punk or a rock show, you're probably going to get tossed around anyway from movement in the pit, and you definitely will be able to see. There are so many times where I've been at a concert and I start off close to the middle and then I'm all the way to the side because of being pushed around and just a lot of movement. And then sometimes I end up with an even better view than I once had. So that's all I'm going to say on that matter. And I hope that that's not like a controversial take. I don't think it is. I mean, like, doesn't that make sense? Like, people can't control if they're tall. Like, just deal with it. Right? I don't know. And this is coming from someone who is not tall. So people who watch a concert through your phone, stop. Seriously, just stop. Okay. A couple of videos. Fine. Filming the entire set. Are you really going to watch it back? Let's be honest. No. I think the only time I have sat there and watched a concert video back is if I'm showing it to someone who genuinely wanted to see it. In all honesty, I can't remember one time that I watched a concert video back. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. Maybe other people do watch them back. I really don't. If you are just sitting there like this, filming the entire concert, stop. Stop. Be present. Be in the moment. I'm assuming, especially if this is a big artist and you paid a lot of money to be there, enjoy it. Be in the moment. We don't have to always live through our screens. Like, be in the moment. I know I was just talking about how if you're short and you are standing behind a really tall person, how, like, deal with it. But if you were literally standing there filming the entire concert and just blocking the people behind you, that is so aggravating. And here is where concert etiquette comes in. That is so rude. Like, everyone is there to enjoy the show. Please do not just have your phone like this, blocking my face behind you when I'm trying to see just as much as you are, because I know you're not going to watch that video back. I know you're not. Stop. Another story from the same concert from earlier. When I went to go see Descendants, there was a guy recording like this, and my face was literally in line with his phone. It was so annoying. And he recorded the entire thing. He did not stop the video. It was a long video that this man was recording, and it was blocking me the entire time. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to watch the concert through this man's screen now. Thankfully, because I was kind of being pushed around from the pit, I was able to move, and then I could finally see, and I got a little bit closer from being pushed and from all of the movement in the crowd. And then I wasn't just watching the concert through a phone screen, because it's so rude. I can't with people who would just go to a concert and have no regard for anyone else but themselves. Like, yeah, we're all here to have fun, but like, is that fun? Is that fun to you? Because it's not for me. All right, next up, let's talk about a stadium show or just any concert that has seats, okay? So if you bought a seat at a concert, you have every right to stand. Unless this is the symphony or the ballet or the theater, why are we getting mad at people who stand at these concerts? If you're going to see like a huge rock or a punk band, this isn't a friggin' ballet. People are allowed to stand up in their seats, and why are we getting mad at that? So, funny story. This kind of stems from, I was talking with my mom, and she was telling me that she went to go see The Who once, and as soon as they came on stage, she was so excited, and she stood right up, and the guy behind her kept yelling at her to sit down. That is crazy. Like, we are at a rock show. Make it make sense. If you are going to get mad at people for standing around you, maybe a rock concert isn't the right event for you. This does not go for people who use wheelchairs or have disabilities and need to sit the entire time. That I completely understand. I'm talking about people who are getting pissed for no reason because people want to have fun. So I want to read to you what my mom said, because I texted her for clarification. So I said, what band was it that you saw where you were standing and the guy behind you got mad? The Who? And she said, LOL, yes, he was yelling at me, sit down, LOL, me and 40,000 other people. She said, for context, it was the July 1989 tour at Giant Stadium, where they performed the full score of Tommy before the rest of the concert. They had just come out and the crowd was going wild, except the one guy behind me. So I just wanted to quote that because I thought that was funny. So thank you to my mom for inspiring that little section. Okay, next up on our list of concert etiquette: annoying audience behaviors that are just rude. Shouting at the artist constantly. This stems from a TikTok I saw of someone at a Mitski concert, and they were just like yelling at her the whole time. I believe they kept yelling mother. Stop. Okay, just stop. It's so rude and annoying, and like, you are not the only person that paid for a ticket. Why are we shouting? Why are we being like this? This also goes for like catcalling, saying inappropriate things to an artist. Stop. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's so, not only is it, of course, rude to the artist and highly inappropriate and aggravating, it's also rude as hell to the people around you, especially if you are yelling at the top of your lungs. Next up is for the people that let you hold signs or flags. Don't do it the entire concert. This is another thing that I saw some TikToks on where people were just holding their signs up the entire time. And if the venue allows, signs can be really cool and fun and a great way to put something creative, especially like at Green Day, for example, people will put, "Can I please sing Longview?" or "Play Knowledge?" And if the venue allows it, totally fine, totally cool. But it's all about respecting the people behind you, okay? This is like concert etiquette 101. Just because, yes, you can hold the sign up doesn't mean you have to do it the entire time and you shouldn't, okay? Find a little window of time where you can quickly hold it up for a few seconds, and then as soon as the next song comes on, put it down, okay? Because it's just so incredibly rude to the people behind you and next to you as well, because it's kind of annoying. You have every right to hold up a sign or flag or something, but what are we doing? Now I can't see, so thank you. It's all about finding the appropriate time to hold them up, you know? Because sometimes there are signs that I've seen online that are really, really funny and they get the artist's attention, and that is like all in good fun, you know? I'm so here for that, but seriously, just be respectful about it. And while we're talking about obstructive views, that does also go for sitting on someone's shoulders. I know a lot of venues don't allow this anymore, especially indoor venues, but I have seen too at some outdoor concerts where the security guards will tell you to get down. I've never done this at a concert, but I've been to many where, especially I was at a music festival last summer and there was a girl who got on her boyfriend's shoulders for more than half of the set and people were getting so mad. Oh, and rightfully so, because it wasn't like her boyfriend was already so tall. You have like this 6 foot tall guy with then this girl on top of his shoulder. Oh my God. No, I'm sorry. That's rude. God forbid you fall and then you fall on top of me. No, I don't know. Maybe that's controversial. Maybe people are like here for sitting on other people's shoulders. If it's too extended of a period of time, I find it kind of annoying. If you do it for like 20, 30 seconds, whatever, like have your fun. I don't know, but next up, this one goes for people who are screaming. And by screaming, I mean like blood curdling top of your lungs screams, like horror movie screams, screaming the lyrics, okay? This one is a gray area, okay? Because first of all, there are certain bands I've been to where everybody is like screaming along, shouting certain lyrics. But then I have seen TikTok videos where there are people with like blood curdling screams. I will insert one so you can kind of know what I'm talking about. And in the description, I will put the credit to the user for that video. Oh my gosh, how freaking rude and annoying and just like my ears, ow, you know? Just because you paid for a ticket at a concert doesn't mean that you get to be a menace. Be considerate. Everyone paid to be here, not just you, okay? This is basic concert etiquette. We are all here to have fun. You are not the only one there. Be respectful. Seriously, enough of like the loud ear-piercing screams and being rude. Just, I can't. At the end of the day, concerts should be fun for everyone. Everybody paid to be there, not just you. And a little common courtesy goes a long way. Have fun. Have the time of your life, okay? I love jumping and shouting my favorite lyrics at a respectful level. But sing along to your favorite songs and have fun, jump around, dance. That's what it's for. Concerts to me are like an escape. When I go to see one of my favorite bands, I am just like, nothing else matters for those few hours that I am at that concert. And that's what it should be like for everyone. Everyone is there to have fun, to hear music and hear their favorite artists live. Have fun, but be respectful. Seriously, I just... there are so many instances where I have seen crazy amounts of a non-concert etiquette, and some people need a lesson, okay? So I want to hear from you. Have you had a wild or bad concert experience? Have you been pushed like me? Has someone been screaming at the top of their lungs to the point where you had tinnitus, not from the band, but from them? I want to hear from you. I love reading your comments and seeing what you guys have to say as fellow music lovers. So if you're watching on YouTube, let me know in a comment below. If you're listening on Spotify, you can also let me know in a comment there. Now, all that being said, real quick, I do want to end out with my song of the week. I have a song of the week playlist and it's on Spotify. You can find it in the link below in the description. And every episode, I pick one song or maybe a few songs based on the episode or based on a song that I'm loving recently, and I put it on the playlist so you can hear it. So be sure to follow along so you know when I add a new song. And this week I'm featuring the song So Long by Waves. Waves was one of my favorite bands in high school. They're definitely like surf punky, I would say, some garage rock in there as well. They have a lot of different influences, but technically I think Waves is one guy. Waves hasn't released a new song in a while, so this new one, So Long, just dropped, and I really, really love it. If you are a Waves fan, if you haven't listened to it yet, it definitely gives me King of the Beach era Waves vibes, and I love it. I'm really into this song. I was pleasantly surprised. I honestly haven't loved some of their recent stuff, so I'm so here for the song. So that will be on my Song of the Week playlist, available on Spotify. Find it in the link below in the YouTube description or the show notes on whatever platform you are listening on. And that being said, if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at Pretty in Punk Pod. That's on both Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to follow me on there for some more Pretty in Punk content. And you can find me on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, any streaming platform that you have, I am most likely on it. But I will have all of my links below in the description. And I am also on YouTube as well if you want to watch on video. But I do post new episodes on Fridays. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.